Indie Proud, yes, Indie Proud, on Indie Live Radio. Indie Proud, yes, Indie Proud, on Indie Live Radio.
Well, here I am in Bearsden, Eastern Bartonshire. And with me I've got Brian Thompson, who's the convener of the newly formed Yes Bearsden group. Good day to you, Brian.
Good afternoon.
Brian, what I'd like to ask you is, for the benefit of those who haven't got a Yes group in their area, why did you start a Yes group in Bearsden when there are larger groups around? And could you tell me about how you started it up in the first place?
Yeah, well the first thing we identified was with a big job in the Bearsden area, convincing everyone to vote for independence. So we were doing that, well, I was doing that through the SNP group. And then we realised too that the SNP wasn't the only party that wanted independence. I had a contact with the Greens, and I had a discussion with a member of the Green Party who were also keen to do something around independence. So our initial discussion between myself and the Greens were the thing that started off the thoughts that we could do something separate that could have an impact in the Bearsden area, and even working with people in surrounding areas and understanding how they work too, because they face some of the same problems as ourselves. So once we'd identified that, we thought, how do we get this going? So we decided that we had to hold a meeting to as many like-minded people as possible to gauge the interest and get people involved in a Yes group within Bearsden. What we did, we managed to hire a hall, which is difficult in Bearsden sometimes because of availability. We managed to hire a local hall, and we called a meeting and advertised it as widely as we could amongst the people we knew. And we also managed to get it in newspapers and on social media. Our first meeting we had, we were quite pleased because we got about 37 people turning up, which was really, really quite encouraging. And we had a good discussion at the first meeting, which led us on to how we should progress forward. So we put a steering group in place to get things off, but we knew we had a lot of work ahead of us to get ourselves formally constituted as a group with all the things that are required in place to get us going. I can go through some of these if you want me to.
Yes, please.
But the first thing was really to get a constitution, so to agree the rules that we would work the group under. So fortunately, another local group had already produced a really good constitution, so we used that as a template to draw up our own.
That was the Yes Clyde Bank.
That was the Yes Clyde Bank, who were fairly well organised on that front. And so we used that as the constitution. The next thing was to sign up members. We agreed that we needed to get funds together. So we set up a membership that the people that could join to. So what we decided and what was proposed was £10 for the waged and £5 for the unwaged, and that's then. But now, then once we get money in, the next thing you have to do is set up a bank account, because we have to officially register what we're getting in and keep. So we had a treasurer in place too. We also recognised what social media could do, especially to spread the word. So we set one person, yourself, Ray, should I give you a plug? One person in place about communications, and especially through social media, starting off in Facebook, where we set up a public facing group where we could put some points forward. But we also set up for our members a private group where we could have discussions without anyone getting involved, and we could put notifications and things and other things through to our members quite easily. So we set that up, and that was quite successful right away too for the communication process.
Yeah, and also active on Twitter.
We set up our Twitter account too, and They look very, very.
Why Bears Den?
That's right, yeah. That's right. And that very quickly, other Yes groups wished us good luck and made contact with us right away, which was quite encouraging to see that was noticed so quickly.
Yeah. So today is the first day that you've actually had a stand.
Yes, yes.
For the public. And
that's right.
You've got quite a lot of material work. Could you go into detail about that?
That's right. I was very pleased. I saw advertised in the National that iMail, that's A-Y-E, Mail, were offering an Indy 2 package, which was funded by the SIF, the Scottish Independence
Foundation.
Yeah. They were offering a reduced price. They had it out before, and you could only order so many, and it was a higher price. So once we had some money, I thought it really sounded good value to get it. So the whole thing cost £54, and then I get this enormous box delivered to my door, very heavy. But what I was so amazed, the amount of literature that was in it, and quality literature, what it would have taken us to produce that ourselves, sit down and write it, get it printed, and then get it out there. It was saved us a lot of time and money, and it was really good quality.
Good value.
Yes, very
and
good value.
It's not just leaflets, you've got balloons and
you've got
flags.
Yeah, they've got leaflets, they get flags and everything. We also out with that, used some of the money we had to get badges for all our members so we could identify ourselves.
Yeah, and you bought a gazebo as
yep.
well to be able to, in case it gets wet.
We had a quality gazebo, which can take good size and also has protection from the weather when we're standing out.
So going forward, what's your plans for Yes Bears Den?
Well, the thing is we need to really, really get active. We're not long going now. We have reasonable funds to get campaigning. So we need to do street stalls, we probably need to do leaflet delivering, and we also need to knock on doors, because the whole thing is really to speak to people. And actually it was interesting today, because it's been a bit quiet because of the Easter holidays today standing out, but we've actually just before I started speaking to Ray here, there was about three or four people, one after the other, who were all supporters of independence, but not aligned to any political party.
Which is exactly what and Yes Bears Den is.
That's right, and this is exactly what we are. So it was very easy to get the message over to them. They were already convinced. And some of them, certainly there was one woman I was speaking to, might be interested in joining us. So she took information, and so I told her about her Facebook page, so she was going to look up about that. So there's every possibility, so that's good. But we also need to speak to people who are not convinced. We've had a couple of people walking by and shouting abuse at us. But we need to start engaging with them and find out why it is they're not for independence with all the things that are happening. And then use all our arguments and discussions to convince them otherwise.
Yeah. And now, what about helping out in other areas? Because obviously, Yes Bears Den, you've built it up for Bears Den itself.
Yep,
but
yep.
What about assistance in other areas?
Yep. Well, we have got contacts in other areas with other Yes groups, and we are looking how we can work together. As I say, it's always good to share ideas, what's working for one group. Obviously different demographics sometimes in different areas, but it's good to understand what's happening elsewhere and see if we can put it into practice. But we also need to get more members in and get them active, as I say. I think that's the thing, we need to spread the word now.
Right. So, as I said before, there's a lot of larger groups. Why do you think it's important to focus for if someone lives in a village or a small town and there isn't a Yes group at the moment,
yeah.
What impact can that make?
You mean if they set up their own group?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can set up your own, because you know the local area, you've got a better idea of what means people's idea, what activities go on, what other parties are doing. They'll have their weaknesses, whether it might even be the local council is run by another party.
Yep.
And you can point that out, what they've done to the people around that.
Yep.
And that's not even a national thing, that's locally.
And you're also on the National Yes Register.
Yes, we're now on the National Yes Register. Again, that was another thing we decided was important to set us up as an official Yes campaign.
So if anyone downloads the IndieApp application. If they're located in their Bears Den, putting the G61 postcode up, it comes for them to join in.
And again, that's another way of communicating, because if you have any events, like the street stall we had today, we put that up on it so people could see what events we were having. So they don't just have to go to Facebook, they can go on the app.
Well, Brian, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure it'll be of interest to those who live in areas where there isn't a yes group locally, to give them ideas of what's required to get things together, organised, and get up and running themselves.
Okay, Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. Right.
Indie Prime, yes, Indie Prime, on Indie Live Radio.
I'm now talking to Alan Howie. Now, Alan, you've been elected as the treasurer for Yes Bears Den.
For my sins, yes, Ray, yes.
Yep.
Somebody's got to put their hand up and do these jobs. I don't mind doing it, to be honest. Having been a sort of treasurer of various organisations in the past, a lot of folks say, "Oh, treasurer, that's a terrible job." It's actually quite easy,
yeah.
I knew it was quite easy. So in a sense, it's easier than people think it is. So it's no problem for me.
That's good. So a group is basically built on the experiences that people can bring to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think the Yes Bears Den group has got a lot of talented individuals, and that allows us to hit the ground running.
Yep.
When we were thinking about starting up Yes Bears Den, some folk had worked out that to do that you needed a bank account. Now, I've run various bank accounts for various things in my life, including myself, and knew how to set one up. But setting one up for an organisation is a little bit different, because it's not just yourself.
You need more than one signature.
You need more than one signatory, and you need an agreement amongst the group of people that you should have a bank account. And the bank, from their perspective, want to see that you have an agreement. So they want to see that you've met and discussed that you want to have a bank account, and you've agreed that you want to have a bank account, and you've agreed that there is a treasurer to run that bank account within the group.
So this is a learning curve for anyone who's thinking of starting up a Yes group, that they have to consider the bank account and the...
So the steps, if you like, going back, thinking about the steps, would be... you probably need to have an initial AGM. Within that AGM, that's a meeting, an annual general meeting, and that would discuss things like what the group's purpose is. So, and you write that down, and it's called a constitution. In fact, you can go onto the Yes Bears Den website, and there are copies of a constitution there available. And we copied ours from somebody else. So
Clybank.
So there's no real secrets out there.
Yeah.
But you do need that, and you need to the group of people who attend the initial meeting.
Yeah.
Need to agree that that's what we're here to do, to follow what's in the constitution, and maybe one of the items in the constitution will say, let's open a bank account. So, and the bank, from their perspective, will say, we want you to have voted to do that, and then when you are opening the bank account, you can tick the box that says, have you had this meeting? Yes, you have. And it's really following process. It's not really that difficult. We happen to have used Royal Bank of Scotland for no particular reason other than I myself have my own Royal Bank of Scotland account, and again, from my perspective, I can run the Yes Bears Den community group bank account from my phone. Good. Now, you know, I can log on to my phone with my thumbprint and pay people. So it's really quite easy, and I like things easy in my life because my life's busy. So, you know, think about things like that. If you're, you know, if you're happy to walk into a high street bank, then make sure it's one that is near you that you can walk into. Don't have it somewhere else.
Yeah. Now, raising funds, I understand you had the National Roadshow.
Yeah.
It was
fantastic. And one of our members had organised that, and it was really, really well attended. I personally couldn't be there. I had a prayer commitment, but it was a really sorry that I couldn't be there, but it was absolutely fantastic. And we had a couple of buckets at the door, and literally buckets with, you know, for folk to make donations at. And we raised quite a lot of significant sums for starting up the group.
Excellent.
Which was good, which has allowed us to do things like buy a gazebo. We've got a gazebo, and the weather in Scotland, as you know, is inclement from time to time, so it's quite handy to. We've got a trestle table that we put up for when we're having street stalls, and we can have leaflets there. It keeps leaflets dry and gives us somewhere to huddle.
Yeah.
So that's been good.
And you want to get your own pamphlets printed as well?
Yeah. We've bought a copy of leaflets from
iMail.
iMail, which is very, very good. I thoroughly recommend them. But one of the leaflets we were discussing this morning is to have something more personalised for Yes Bears Den. So we'll maybe have a sort of postcard-sized leaflet which would say something about, we'll have our address, our name on the front of it, say Yes Bears Den, and on the reverse, something like, it's not about you, it's about your children and their children, we as a group fundamentally think that independence is not about this generation, it's about the future, and it's about the next million years rather than the last 300.
Yeah. Super.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you great success, Alan.
Thanks very much, and great to speak to you this morning. A wee bit cold, but it's lovely. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Alan.
Thanks.
Indie Prime, yes, Indie Prime, on Indie Live Radio. Indie Prime.